I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Egypt has announced it will host an emergency Arab summit later this month to discuss what it called new and dangerous developments after U.S. President Donald Trump proposed the U.S. take control of the Gaza Strip and resettle Palestinians elsewhere. Trump's suggestion, made at a White House meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last week, infuriated the Arab world, including Egypt, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia, key Middle East allies of Washington. Speaking to reporters Sunday, Trump did not back down from his proposal.
Committed to buying and owning Gaza. As far as us rebuilding it, we may give it to other states in the Middle East to build sections of it. Other people may do it through our auspices, but we're committed to owning it, taking it, and making sure that Hamas doesn't move back.
Both Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Jordanian King Abdullah II dismissed Trump's call to resettle 1.8 million Palestinians in Gaza, but Trump insists they will eventually accept it.
I am delighted to welcome you to this unprecedented AI summit in Paris.
France's special envoy for artificial intelligence, Anne Bouvreau, Monday welcomed major world leaders to the Paris AI summit, where challenging diplomatic talks are expected while tech industry leaders fight for dominance in the fast-moving technological sector. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Heads of state, top government officials, CEOs, and scientists from around 100 countries are participating in the two-day international summit. They include U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance on his first overseas trip since taking office and the Chinese Vice Premier. The summit will give many European leaders a chance to meet Vance for the first time. On Tuesday, Vance will have a working lunch with French President Emmanuel Macron. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said he'll announce Monday that the U.S. will impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, including from Canada and Mexico, as well as other import duties later in the week. Meanwhile, traders in China's export manufacturing hub of Yiwu have shrugged off